We are back with a smaller slate tonight, 5 games on the NBA schedule. We're here to break down each game to give you our favorite fantasy plays for the night. You're listening to another episode of the 3 in the Key podcast.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome back to another episode of the 3 in the Key podcast. This is Ethan speaking once again, of course, joined by Chris. 5 games on the slate tonight, but I think we got to go back and discuss last night.
Yeah. We both had pretty good nights last night, so I'll take it. But, I mean, you had some great plays last night. Embiid and Harden went for a total of 131 fantasy points between the two of them.
That's crazy.
I mean, yeah.
Just between two players.
I know. That's insane. You literally could have just had both of them in your lineup.
Yeah. I mean, then you had, in the late night game, you had Steph, just points alone, dropped 50.
Yeah, I know. And they still flipping lost. But
they did, yeah. Wasted that 50-point performance.
I know. That stinks. But no, I kind of took a stand yesterday on Curry. I loved his matchup. I thought that was a great spot for him. So I went pretty heavy on him, and luckily it worked out.
Yeah, and then it was pretty much from there, your cheap guys, your Dallas guys, your San Antonio guys, those were the guys to fill out the rest of your roster.
Yeah, and then, of course, I knew this was coming. The one night I decided to not really play Christian Wood. He has one of those incredible nights, puts up over 51 fantasy points.
Yeah.
So
47 on FanDuel went off.
Yeah, 13 rebounds, 28 actual points, 2 3-pointers. I mean, it figures.
Yeah. But all in all, I know I pulled down 3rd place in a FanDuel tournament yesterday. I know you said you pulled down, what was it, 6th place on a DraftKings tournament?
Yeah, I pulled a 6th place, yeah. So like I said, it was a good night last night. Definitely the games today don't look nowhere near as good, though.
Oh, no. Today's slate sucks.
Yeah, it's going to be a rough one to talk about.
Yeah, but let's hope that success of last night can carry over to tonight's 5-game slate. So I think we can just hop on into it.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, first one on the slate, we have got the Denver Nuggets facing the Detroit Pistons. Nuggets are 13-point favorites with an over-under total of 228.5. That's not even the biggest spread of the night. Injuries, you got Jamal Murray probable, Zeke Nagy out, Jaden Ivey's probable, Marvin Bagley, Bogdanovich, Alec Burks, Diallo, Isaiah Livers, Isaiah Stewart out.
That's insane.
Yeah, Detroit doesn't have anyone.
No, I mean, the Detroit prices have definitely gone up, but like you said, they're running out of bodies to play.
Yeah. But we can start it with Denver.
Go ahead.
That's cool. I'm actually looking. I know you hate playing them, but I'm going to go right back to KCP here. He's at 5,300, which I think is around the same price that he's been at. His last 2 games haven't been too good. He's put up 20 and 18, which isn't great, but he's got a decent matchup. Matched up against Jaden Ivey tonight now that he's back. That shooting guard spot, not too good defensively. 5,300, I think he's not a bad play tonight.
Yeah, I mean, he's $4,800 on DraftKings. So, no, I got no problem going there tonight because, I mean, 5-game slate, I don't know that you're going to have a whole lot of value right now. I mean, you could definitely have more open up.
Yeah.
But, no, I don't mind looking there. I don't even mind looking Jamal Murray here at $7,700. That's a fantastic price on him, I think. Don't mind running him out, averaging 1.1 fantasy points per minute this year. And if you think Vegas is right, you think this game does end up blowing out, I kind of don't even mind taking a few, long shots on Reggie Jackson at $4,200. I mean, maybe he gets a little bit of blowout run, but I don't like playing for blowouts. So just a cheap guard if you're looking for one.
I'm surprised Reggie Jackson didn't even play in the last game.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't.
He was active.
It was kind of weird because, I mean, he's been playing upper teens in minutes, low 20s in minutes, so I don't really know
why. They could have just been cautious with him.
Yeah, I mean, I knew he had some kind of oblique injury that had been messing with him, so I got to imagine, though.
Murray played 40 minutes that night, so.
Yeah, I got to imagine he'll be back in the rotation tonight.
Yeah, I would think so. But as far as Denver goes, there really was not too much else for me. I mean, they got Jokic up at 12,200 now on FanDuel. Don't know that I love that in a 13-point spread tonight. But, I mean, there's not too much on the slate, so.
That's the thing. Five games, I mean, you're going to want real points here tonight. I mean, Jokic could easily go out here and drop 35 real points and still put up a 60 fantasy point game. So you might need him at 11. He's 11-6 on DraftKings.
Yeah, I mean,
so
not terrible.
No, I mean, like I said, yeah, I don't mind that at all. But I do have a little love for Aaron Gordon here tonight, $6,200. I mean, this guy's been killing it just a few games back, so his price has slowly come down a little bit. So $6,200 here, it's a great matchup. Don't mind rolling some Aaron Gordon out here tonight.
Yeah, he was someone I had a little interest in.
Yeah, but that's probably about it for me.
All right, jumping to Detroit then. I just want to go ahead and ask you something real quick on FanDuel. They got Killian Hayes and Jaden Ivey at the exact same price. If you had to pick between one tonight, who are you rolling out?
Well, the problem is, I mean, Killian Hayes is going to lose a lot of usage once Ivey comes back. So it's hard. I mean, because on DraftKings, Hayes is 6,700, Ivey 7K. But I kind of lean more towards the Ivey play.
That's why I feel like Ivy has a little more upside in him.
Yeah, I mean, especially, like I said, go ahead.
Killian has been doing this, I mean, without any other type of, like, guys who hold the ball in their hands at all.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, Jaden Ivey hasn't played since the 9th, and Killian Hayes since the 9th has been balling out. But you go back and look at that game on the 9th against Charlotte, Killian Hayes played 19 minutes, put up 15 fantasy points.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the usage alone is going to go down. So I would probably lean more towards Ivy on, especially on FanDuel where they're the same price.
Yeah, that's where I'm looking. I just, I wanted one of these guys because they still got a crap ton of guys not playing tonight.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, these guys are still going to have to put in the minutes here tonight. I mean, part of me, I love attacking the point guard spot against Denver, but I mean, Killian Hayes is 6,700. I mean, like I said, love the matchup, but it looks like Ivy's going to be back, so it takes a little bit of the shine off of him now at that price.
Yeah, definitely.
So, who else you like?
There really wasn't too much. They really bumped up some of these Detroit guys on FanDuel.
Yeah, a lot of them are priced up. Like I said, I don't mind taking some shots at Ivy at 7K. Magruder has been pushed up finally now to $5,000, $1,500 jump from where he was. I hate playing this guy. He's got a great matchup here tonight at 5K. And like I said, it is a five-game slate. But
I mean,
I can pull that trigger.
If I had to pick another Detroit guy to possibly look at, I think my next favorite would be Eugene Omoruyi. He's up at 5,500, but he put up almost 20 in 20 minutes the last game that he was out for almost an entire quarter with an injury. So.
Yeah, I was going to say he missed about 10 minutes, like you said, with that injury, $5,100 on DraftKings. But I'm with you. I kind of feel like I'd probably rather go there.
Yeah, I think besides those guard spots, he would be my next best option.
Yeah. I don't know what to do with the center spot. Wiseman is still almost 7K on DraftKings. And, I mean, he did finally get up to 31 minutes against Washington. So if they're going to start, if he's going to start to pull away from Jalen Duren and, you know, get the minutes, I don't mind it as much. But, I mean, Duren's still there playing. I just I don't know that I want Wiseman close to 7K right now.
Yeah, 7K on FanDuel, and then, I mean, Duren's only 500 behind him.
Yeah, see, Duren at least is $5,200. So
oh, that's
if
nice.
You think, I mean, and I feel like the minutes last time, because I know Duren, I think he was in foul trouble. I think he had, he had four personal fouls in 18 minutes against Washington. So I do think that had a little bit to do with why his minutes were down. So,
yeah,
I mean, I wouldn't mind taking a few shots here on Duren and hope he gets back up to 24 minutes, but that's about really all I got for this Detroit team.
Yeah. Don't mind that on DraftKings, but think that is it for this game. So we can jump into the next one. Next up on the slate, we've got the Sacramento Kings facing the Brooklyn Nets. Nets are 2-point favorites with an over on a total of 238 injuries. You got Rashawn Holmes questionable for Sacramento. Ben Simmons out for Brooklyn. Oh, and Trey Lyles is back.
Yeah, Sacramento is on a back-to-back.
Yep, Sacramento on a back-to-back. Trey Lyles has served his one-game suspension. Who are you liking for the Kings?
Well, I'll start there. Actually, I do like Trey Lyles here tonight, coming off that suspension, 4K on DraftKings. I mean, dude's already been playing pretty good minutes and been putting up some really good fantasy scores here lately. So 4K, yeah. I'll definitely roll him out here. Plus, I mean, you got guys like Sabonis just played 40 minutes last night. So maybe Lyles could, you know, sneak a few more minutes here tonight since it is a back-to-back. But yeah, definitely don't mind going there. Really like Harrison Barnes here in this spot, $5,100. Just, I mean, his price has been hanging around that 5K price range, and I'll keep playing him at that price. I mean, I think that's a good value for where he's at right now. So $5,100, you can play him small forward, power forward. Definitely don't mind that either.
Yeah, I actually was looking at Harrison Barnes, $5,300 on FanDuel. Don't think that is bad tonight at all. But, I mean, yeah, you really hit on some of the big ones. I mean, Sabonis is up to 10-2 now on FanDuel. How many minutes you say he played last night? 40 minutes?
Well, yeah, he played 40 minutes last night.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know there's too much to worry about with him. So
no, this is Sabonis. He's played multiple back-to-backs. He's played big minutes in back-to-backs. So, I mean, he is 10-1 on DraftKings. I still don't mind it. I think the matchup's good here with Claxton on the other side. So I don't mind going back to Sabonis. He could still easily go out here and put up 55 fantasy points tonight. So I don't know, just because if it's a back-to-back, that I'm going to shy away from him.
Yeah, like you said, good matchup. 10-2 on FanDuel, averaging 1.4 fantasy points per minute in his last five. I mean, he's put up 50-plus in three of his last four on FanDuel. So I actually don't mind paying up for him tonight at 10-2. And play him at the power forward spot, which is very nice.
Yeah, that is. That's really nice.
Yeah, but there really wasn't too much else for Sacramento. Some of these guys, a little too priced up.
What's Fox's price?
He's $9,700.
Okay, yeah. See, he's $8,900 on DraftKings. So another guy here tonight going against Brooklyn. I don't mind that at all. $8,900. I mean, this guy was just over 9K three games ago, $9,400. So. Yeah. I love this when he's under 9K, so I'll go right back there too.
I mean, hey, if I got 9,700 left over and I got one point guard spot left, I won't hesitate to put him in.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's De'Aaron Fox. Come on. So, yeah. But yeah, for the most part, I think that was about all I had. I did. Yeah. I played Malik Monk last night, and I caught him on one of those good nights. He put up almost 34 fantasy points. I mean, you could go back there if you want. He only played 24 minutes. He's $4,500 on DraftKings, so. Don't mind some flyers there either.
I will say he has put up 30-plus in three of his last four.
Yeah, he's actually starting to pick it up a little bit. So before I felt like you could only play him like every third game, but now he's definitely picked it up a little bit. Had what? He has shot double-digit shot attempts in three of those last four too. So if he's going to continue to do that, I don't mind running him out at that price tag.
Yeah. What'd you say he was on DraftKings?
$4,500.
Yeah, $5,200 on FanDuel, so not as bad either there.
Yeah.
But I think that's
the most
it.
Part, yeah, me too.
All right, jumping to Brooklyn then. I'm going to go right back once again to Mikal Bridges. Just put up 51 on FanDuel in the last game. I think he might have either went down or up $100. Regardless, $8,500 on FanDuel. Love him tonight at that shooting guard spot going up against Kevin Huerter. That's a great matchup on the season. And $8,500, I just think, is great for the way he's been playing in Brooklyn.
No, I'm with you. He's $8,300 on DraftKings. So, yeah, don't mind that at all here tonight. Don't mind Spencer Dinwiddie either. Dinwiddie's $7,900.
Yeah, I like both of them.
Yeah, I mean, jump on this guy now because he's going to be over 8K possibly in the next game or the game after that if he keeps playing the way he's playing. But, I mean, he's put up over 42 fantasy points in like four of the last five. Yeah. So, and three of those, he's put up 50 or more. So, definitely don't mind going against him here. It's a good matchup against Sacramento. So, like him and Bridges here.
Yeah, $8,700 on FanDuel, but still don't mind him. I really like the guards tonight. I'm also really liking Cam Johnson, $6,300. He's been pretty good over his last two games, putting up 39 and 28 in his last two. He's actually got a great matchup tonight against Sacramento. Sacramento, over the last seven, giving up the third most points and the third most threes to opposing small forwards. So at $6,300, really like Cam Johnson tonight.
Yeah, same price on DraftKings. I'm with you. I really like him too. Don't mind DFS, Dorial Finney-Smith tonight, $4,800. He's definitely up and down, but like I said, I still think the the price is decent on him right now. Like I said, 6-game slate. So you're going to have to find some cheap guys somewhere. So don't mind looking there. And I mean, honestly, I like this whole starting five. I don't even mind taking some shots at Claxton at 6,600.
Yeah, he is 7,700 on FanDuel.
Yeah, not quite as appealing over there, but yeah, I mean, a good matchup going against a bonus on the other side. So
yeah,
I think they're going to want Claxton out there as long as he can hang. But 6,600, I don't mind going there.
Yeah, definitely don't mind that.
Yeah, like I said, on DraftKings, the whole starting five looks pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, you said, what, DFS was at 4,800?
Yeah.
He's at 5,800 on FanDuel. It's only 500 less than Cam Johnson.
Yeah, don't like that as much.
Yeah, but don't know that there's too
any,
much else.
Any love for Royce O'Neal?
It's funny, I was just clicking on him, looking at him. What is he on DraftKings?
He's 5K.
Yeah, he's 5,500 on FanDuel. If he were a little cheaper, I think I'd go for him.
Yeah, he crapped the bed in the last game, but gosh, the three before that, man, he's been balling out. So,
yeah.
I mean, if you're looking probably for a little bit lower owned guy at that price, I don't think a lot of people are going to pay him.
But yeah, he coming definitely off won't a, be owned.
Yeah, 16 fantasy point game.
He just feels like a guy who should be in the 4,000s.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I feel like I should be paying more like $4,400 for him.
Yeah.
But like I said, you gotta get a little weird tonight. Yeah, exactly.
That it?
That's it.
All right. Next game on this slate. Let's see. We got the OKC Thunder facing the Toronto Raptors. Raptors are 5.5-point favorites with an over-under total of 230.5 injuries. You got Paul Kruszewski still out for the Thunder. Delano Banton still out for the Raptors.
Go ahead, you can start us.
Starting it off with OKC. This one was tough because these guys are definitely expensive. But, I mean, I think I'm just going to go right back to SGA here. 10,600. It's expensive. But, I mean, there's not too much on the slate tonight. So, at 10-6, in every game that he is playing, he is just absolutely going off.
You see OKC's got a better record than Toronto?
Yeah, OKC's good this season.
I know, man. It's crazy.
I really hope to see him in the playoffs.
Yeah, I actually think it'd be fun to see him. No, would you say SGA was?
10-6.
Yeah, he's 9-6 on DraftKings. So SGA under 10K, averaging 1.4 fantasy points per minute this year. Yeah, I'll definitely go there tonight, too. Don't mind that at all. I also don't mind Josh Giddey here. He is 8K, but, I mean, the guy's been balling here of late. Had a couple down games, but you know, he can go out there and easily get you 55 fantasy points here. It's not the greatest matchup, but I mean, he's averaging 1.2 fantasy points per minute. So
yeah,
I mean, a decent spot here for Giddey tonight. Don't mind throwing him out there.
Are you going with Jalen Williams here tonight?
Which one?
The good one or the small forward?
I actually was looking more at the center, Jalen Williams.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, he is, where is he? 5,500 on FanDuel.
Yeah, see, he's 7,100 on DraftKings. They
Wait,
have
which
not
one?
Brought his. I'm talking about the power forward, Jalen Williams.
Oh, no, he's 7,700 on FanDuel.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was about to say, I'm not playing the center Jalen Williams.
Jalen
if he's
Williams.
That much.
No. He's 3,800.
Oh, well, that's great.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. I don't mind rolling him out. He's actually had two pretty decent games these last couple games.
Yeah, Saric was terrible last game.
Yeah, he was.
That might have been my worst call of the season.
Yeah. I mean, in 18 minutes, though, Jalen Williams put up 23 fantasy points against Brooklyn in the last matchup. But before that, he played 26 minutes. I mean, he can definitely get up there and down. I mean, I know he was in foul trouble against Brooklyn. He had 5 personal fouls in that one. So fouls are starting to be a little bit of an issue with him. But I'm still willing to take that shot at 3,800.
No, at 3,800, that's fantastic price.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know that I'd touch it on FanDuel.
Yeah. But the other Jalen Williams, just because I know we talked about him the other day, how expensive he was, but I mean, he has put up 40 plus in seven of his last 8 games.
Yeah, I know. It's
no,
insane.
6 of his last 7, sorry.
I mean, he's making it hard not to play him.
Yeah. I mean, he's averaging 1.3 fantasy points per minute over his last 5 games. 7,700 on FanDuel. It's an interesting one.
Yeah, I mean, even with SGA back in the last game, put up 46. So,
yeah.
I mean, $7,100 by all means. It's one of those things where if that's what I have left, I got no issue throwing him in my lineups.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't be disappointed to see him in my lineups tonight.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be interested to see kind of like his ownership closer to lock and just see how owned he is.
Yeah, I mean, I know he's been going off, but I don't know that he would be crazy owned.
I don't think he would be either. It's one of those names where you see that with the price tag next to it, and you kind of just go past and go, I'm not paying $7,100 for him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, but as far as OKC goes, that's about it for me.
Yeah, me too.
All right, jumping to Toronto. I am going right back to Fred VanVleet. I mean, they just continue to barely bump his price. He's $8,600 on FanDuel. Got a great matchup tonight, averaging 1.2 fantasy points per minute over his last five. Just put up over 50, almost 60 against Denver in the last game. I'm going to keep riding with Fred VanVleet.
Yep, I'm with you there. Same price on DraftKings. And yeah, I've been playing him too, and I'm going to keep rolling him out there. I mean, I feel like he could be 9K right now, but at 8,600, yeah. I'll keep playing him.
Yeah, and like I said, that matchup, OKC giving up the second most points, the third most assists, and the second most threes over the last 7-2 point guards. So 8,600, love Fred VanVleet tonight.
Yeah, I'm with you there. A couple other guys, Toronto, I don't mind. I don't mind taking some shots at OG here, $6,300 on DraftKings. I mean, some of these guys are definitely priced up a little bit tonight, but like I said, it's a five-game slate, so you're going to have to kind of pay for some of them. But no, OG over the last three has been balling out and getting another good matchup here, so don't mind. You know, if he's going to stay hot, I'm going to keep it rolling.
What'd you say his price was?
$6,300.
Yeah, 7K on FanDuel, but don't mind him too much tonight.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if this was a 10-game slate, I'd probably stay away from that. But yeah. Five games, you know, got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
What's Poeltl?
$7,500, but I'm actually going to go with him tonight.
Yeah, $7,200 on DraftKings. And yeah, I'm with you there. Kind of like the matchup here. And I mean, over 40 fantasy points in the last two. So yeah, I don't mind it either here tonight.
Yeah, and I know stats-wise, OKC looks to be a little better at that center power forward spot defensively, but I still don't really trust it, so I'm fine with rolling out Poeltl.
Yep, I'm with you.
Yeah, but there really was not too much else I was looking at.
No, I don't think so either for me. Real quick on OKC, would you go back to Dario Saric tonight? I mean, he was in foul trouble. He had four personal fouls in 10 minutes in the last game. That's why he really didn't come back in. But would you go back to him tonight?
I mean, $4,300 on FanDuel, it's not terrible.
Yeah, see, he's $3,300 on DraftKings.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I'd totally take some shots on him on DraftKings. But
yeah, I mean, playing a power forward or center. Yeah, I don't love the FanDuel price either. But I don't know. I saw his price over on DraftKings, and I meant to ask you about it, just see what you thought.
Yeah, no, I absolutely on DraftKings, I'd go for it.
Yeah.
Your
so,
thing is you maybe, just need him to get hot.
Yeah, yeah,
they'll
exactly.
They'll just ride the hot-handed center at that point.
You need Williams to get in some foul trouble, too, and then Saric to not get in foul trouble. It's a lot to ask, but his price tag's pretty nice.
Yeah, so. $3,300 definitely would take some shots on him.
Yeah, that's it, though.
It for Toronto, too?
Yeah, I mean, Siakam's cheap, $8,400, but Siakam
has
just...
slowly going down.
He is slowly going down, man, and I swear he's going to have one of those 55-point fantasy games one night. And I'm going to miss it. But, yeah, he's just not been very good, man.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for that perfect matchup. He's going to be like 8K, and I'll catch him. He can put up 50 fantasy points.
Yeah, and that's the same thing I said with Christian Wood, and I didn't play him last night, and he had that night, and, of course, I missed it. So that means I got to play Siakam tonight.
Yeah, who knows?
That's it, though. That's all I got.
All right, next game on the slate, we have got the Indiana Pacers facing the Milwaukee Bucks. Bucks are 13.5-point favorites with an over and a total of 238. Injuries you got. Tyrese Halliburton, Buddy Hield, TJ McConnell, Miles Turner, questionable. Chris Duarte, Benedict Mathurin, out. Jay Crowder, probable. Goran Dragic, Brooke Lopez, questionable. Grayson Allen, out. We might as well just skip past this game.
Yeah, no, man. This sucks. I mean, the only thing I can say is McConnell and Halliburton were back at practice yesterday, so it would lead me to believe they will play here tonight.
You would think so.
Yeah, Buddy Hield, though, I really don't know. But, I mean, the whole point is the Indiana's already out without Duarte. There's be no Mathurin tonight. I mean, if Halliburton does play, he's $9,700, and the matchup isn't great. But, I mean, I feel like he's going to have to do a lot.
Yeah, and I mean, the three games before he went out, these last two, he's put up 59, 68, and 52 on FanDuel.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the matchup isn't the greatest, but I got no problem rolling Halliburton out here tonight at 9,700.
Yeah, 10K on FanDuel, but wasn't minding it either if he plays.
No, I mean, averaging 1.4 fantasy points per minute this year. You know, it is Drew Holiday, but his defense hasn't been as good lately. So, like I said, yeah, I don't mind attacking it, and especially if McConnell doesn't play. I mean, that's just...
Yeah.
I don't know. Halliburton's got a lot to do then.
Yeah. Do we think Miles Turner's playing tonight?
I feel like Turner's going to play. I tell you, the one, reading all the reports, the one that really scares me the most looks like Buddy Hield.
Yeah.
Could potentially not play, but, I mean, there's just no telling.
If Buddy Hield sits, then I would think.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Nwora?
You got no Mathurin. You got no Duarte.
Nwora playing his old team.
Yes, that's exactly who I was looking at. $4,700. Yeah, I feel like I would go right to Nwora if Buddy Hield's out here tonight.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's only 100 more than Neesmith on FanDuel, and I think if I got to choose between the two, I'll go with Nwora.
Yep. Do you have any love for McConnell if he plays tonight? With 50, these guys missing,
5,600 on FanDuel.
He's 5K on DraftKings.
It's actually, I don't know. That might be a little much for McConnell. I know he put up 29, 32 in two games before he got injured, but I don't know. I mean, you could.
Yeah, Nembhard just always takes the back seat once Halliburton's back. So I feel like McConnell with Mathurin out, Duarte out, could potentially maybe see a few more minutes.
Yeah, I mean, someone's got to play off the bench tonight.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, if they're both in, Halliburton and McConnell, I mean, I don't mind taking a few shots at McConnell here tonight at that 5K price range.
Well, I mean
like
yeah,
I said,
because...
it's definitely up there, but price-wise. But, I mean, yeah, I feel like he could be a low-owned play.
Yeah, if you've got Halliburton playing tonight, that would leave the only guards off your bench, TJ McConnell and George Hill.
Yeah, exactly.
The rest are all forwards.
Yep.
Yeah.
So something to think about. Just keep an eye on that lineup. But anybody else that you liked?
Not really. I mean, even these cheap guys got bumped up a ton.
Yeah. I mean, Miles Turner, I do kind of like this matchup here for him tonight. I mean, but he is $8,100. Definitely got bumped up. I mean, it sounds like he could potentially be back here tonight. But if he doesn't, then I think you could easily go back to people like, look at Isaiah Jackson or possibly even Jalen Smith, but just got to wait and see that lineup.
Yep, definitely. That's what a lot of this Indiana comes down to.
Yeah. I don't really know how much more else you can talk about.
Yep. So definitely keep an eye on that lineup, but I think we can jump to Milwaukee then.
I just hated this whole game.
I do hate this game.
Especially right now with all these questionables.
Yeah. Jumping to Milwaukee though, do you have any love for Giannis?
Honestly, if I had to pick, Giannis might be my favorite. Just
that's what I'm
because
thinking.
I feel like, I mean, Giannis is 12K on DraftKings, but man, the rest of these guys are priced up. I mean, Holiday's 8,500. Middleton is flipping $8,200 here tonight. So, yeah, I mean, if I can find that money tonight, I don't mind rolling Giannis out here. I mean, in the one matchup against Indiana this year, in 33 minutes, he put up 70.5 fantasy points. So,
yeah.
Like I said, on a night tonight with five games, you might need these kind of scores. So you might need, if Giannis goes out here and puts up 70, you're probably going to need him.
Yeah, definitely on a 5-game slate.
But like I said, it's also a hefty price tag. And so far, there hasn't been a whole lot of value.
Yeah, but Indiana hasn't been too good all season at that power forward spot. So if you got 12K to put Giannis in your lineups, go for it.
I mean, if Brook Lopez is out, it probably makes me like Giannis even more.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, Brook Lopez is questionable with that ankle injury.
Yeah. So there's the next key, though. Would you play Brook Lopez?
He's 8K.
He's 7,800 on DraftKings, but the guy has been deserving. Yes, I mean, where was it? Where was he? I lost him. Oh, $7,800 on DraftKings. Over the last six, he's put up 1.4 fantasy points per minute.
Well, I mean, yeah, he's put up 40 plus in five straight.
Yeah, I've been playing at least 35 minutes averaging over the last six. So
I mean, it looks like an insane price for Lopez, but
I mean, he's doing this with Giannis.
Well, I mean, at 8K, you're looking at he would have to get 40 to at least hit value tonight. Would you trust that?
But he's doing it. I mean, on a five-game slate, maybe the guy's hot right now. It's one of those things where I feel like you got to keep riding him.
Yeah.
Till he just stops. But, I mean, that could all stop tonight if he doesn't play.
No, you're right. But, I mean, he has been incredible.
Yeah, and like I said, I probably wouldn't even touch that price on a 8-9-game slate. But five games, I feel like it's something to look at.
Yeah, definitely something to look at. I mean, just insane.
Yeah. But other than that, man, I didn't have a whole lot. You could possibly look at Joe Ingles here tonight. You still got no Grayson Allen. So Joe Ingles, $4,200, just played 27 minutes. I mean, been playing upper 20s in minutes for a while now. Even pushed 32 minutes against Golden State. So don't mind looking there at 4,200.
Yeah, he is, where is he? 5,100 on FanDuel. So, I mean, not terrible. But if you do want someone a little cheaper from Milwaukee, you got Pat Connaughton. Down here at 4,200. He put up 24 in the last game, so we'll definitely look to him tonight.
Yep, $3,700 on DraftKings. He was the other guy I was interested in, too. Just, like I said, trying to find some value somewhere, and with no Grayson Allen, some of these guys get a little bump in minutes. So
yeah, at least we know Grayson Allen's already not playing.
Yeah, he's already ruled out, so that's good. But that's all I got.
Yeah, I think so for me, too, which means we are left with the final game of the night. Your late night hammer tipping off at 10 o'clock. The Orlando Magic facing the Phoenix Suns. Suns are 7.5-point favorites with an over and a total of 227.5. Not the greatest late game. Injury report.
Not the greatest slate.
Well, yeah, you're right. This whole slate just sucks.
I know.
Injuries, you got Orlando, Gary Harris, probable. Phoenix, Torrey Craig, probable. KD, Landry Shamet, out. I do actually have... Gary Harris is actually questionable, not probable.
Yeah, go ahead. You can start us.
All right, with Orlando, there really was not a lot for me. That shooting guard spot actually has one of the best matchups, but Gary Harris on FanDuel, 5,300, just feels way too expensive for me. I know besides that last game, he had been good the two games before, but too much for me. So I think I'm actually going to look at Cole Anthony here at 5,700, playing good minutes, and has actually been pretty consistent three out of his last four games, put up 26, 28, and 40 in three of his last four. So 5,700 tonight. Don't mind taking some shots on Cole Anthony.
No, he's $5,400, and I'm with you there. I don't mind taking shots on him at all either. I mean, playing point guard, shooting guard, so that's nice. Yeah. But if Gary Harris does play, I do have interest. He's only $3,500 on DraftKings.
Now that's great.
So, yeah, if he's in the starting lineup and he's good to go, we'll definitely...
5,300 is insane.
Yeah. That's insane. I don't think I'd touch that. But $3,500, yeah, I'll play that all day long starting. So
if I could make a lineup of guys on FanDuel not to play, then I could win some serious money.
Not to play. Yeah, that's true, because they definitely priced up some of those guys on FanDuel.
Yeah, but, I mean, not too much else for Orlando for me. So, I mean, anyone else you got interest in?
I mean, I definitely think you could still look at Carter Jr. down here, $6,500. Been playing pretty good of late. So don't, you know, the matchup, Phoenix, is not the greatest, but yeah. I don't mind looking that way. And honestly, if you want to look down here even more at like a value center, I don't even mind taking some shots at Mo Wagner. He's $4,400. But honestly, I mean, 1, 2, 3, 5 out of his last six, he's put up at least 22 or more fantasy points.
Wagner?
So, yeah.
Yeah, he's 5,200 on FanDuel.
Yeah, I mean, a little more pricey there, but $4,400. Mm-hmm. Like I said, just kind of more of a flyer center if you need one tonight.
He can get hot, though.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's is there a line on this game yet?
Yeah, I said 7.5.
Oh, 7.5. So, yeah. So, like I said, just a cheaper center if you need one night.
Yeah. Definitely don't mind that at all, especially on DraftKings.
But, I mean,
not a lot.
No. I'm kind of with you. I mean, Fultz, $6,400. He's priced up a little bit more, I think, than I want to pay for this matchup. He's been playing pretty good, though, as of late. So, I don't mind taking some shots there, but I think that's it.
Yeah. All these Orlando point guards are super pricey, which, is why I think Cole Anthony's my favorite, because he's cheap as 5,700 and he's playing consistent minutes.
Yeah, the last guy, though, I did forget to talk about is, if Gary Harris does sit, I do think you can look at Jalen Suggs, $4,900 on DraftKings. I mean, it wouldn't 49? Even surprise me if Suggs, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if he gets put in the starting lineup.
Yeah, $6,900 on FanDuel.
Good Lord.
That's why I'm saying these point guards are way too overpriced, except
Cole
Anthony.
No. Yeah, I mean, I don't mind taking shots on Suggs as it is, but, man, even if Gary Harris does miss here, yeah, I like that. That's crazy on FanDuel.
Yeah, I mean, that's $2,000 more than the DraftKings price. But that DraftKings price is fantastic.
Yeah, it is. So that's it.
All right. Jumping to Phoenix, I actually do have a couple guys here that I really do like. I'm going to go right back to Josh Okogie. I know he has been a little underwhelming, but did put up 27 in his last game. He's got a fantastic matchup tonight. That small forward spot over the last seven has been pretty bad against small forwards. So 5,100 on FanDuel, still starting. Do not mind Josh Okogie at all tonight.
No, neither do I. Same price on DraftKings, so I'm with you. Don't mind going there. Still don't even mind some Chris Paul here at $7,500. Good matchup here against Orlando. So another guy I don't mind, and I'm willing to even take some shots. Like I said, it's a five-game slate. This guy's been dog crap, but, I mean, Torrey Craig, $3,800. The price is cheap. He's got a great matchup also.
Got a fantastic matchup.
Yeah, I mean, he's probable. Looks like he's going to play here. So $3,800, I'm willing to take some shots there.
Although Ish Wainwright picked up 24 minutes in the last game when Torrey Craig left.
Well, yeah, I saw that, but I was going to say, I like Wainwright if you think Craig sits, but fact that he's probable.
Torrey Craig didn't leave the last game. I read that wrong.
No, but Craig still only played 22 minutes.
He was playing through injury, though.
Right, so I think at that point they just gave Wainwright more run.
Yeah.
Just keep an eye out, though. If Craig sits, yeah, Wainwright at 3,300 looks good, but if Craig is starting, I'll have him in some lineups at 3,800.
Agreed. I feel like it's pretty sad to say that my two favorite Suns players were Josh Okogie and Torrey Craig.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, the slate sucks. But
yeah.
Last couple, though, I at least got to talk about it. DeAndre Ayton, $7,400. I think that's a fantastic price on him, especially with no KD in the lineup. I'll go right back there. And, I mean, this is a good matchup. Booker is $9,900. He had a couple down games here, but, you know, this guy was killing it before that. Granted,
yeah,
I felt like he's playing better when KD is in the lineup, honestly.
Yeah, he was. I mean, you got to think about it, though. When you got Kevin Durant and Devin Booker out there, you can only focus on one of them.
Exactly, and I think everybody's focusing more on KD right now. But, I mean, still, Booker, it's a five-game slate, $9,900. He did come down finally from the 10-1 price tag. So, under 10K, Booker, you know, don't mind that here on a five-game slate.
Yeah, 10-3 on FanDuel. If I get there, I get there.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So,
did you name Chris Paul?
Yeah, I did.
I thought you did. All right, yeah, don't mind him tonight.
What's he on FanDuel?
$8,300.
Yeah, 75 on DraftKings. So really don't mind that price at all on DraftKings.
Yeah. What is Terrence Ross on DraftKings? Just asking.
Let's see. He is $3,700.
He's playing Orlando.
Oh, yeah, good call.
Not that his minutes have been down the last
two games anyway. The last two games, man, his minutes have just dropped, which is crazy. I thought he would have probably, you know.
I guess, though, you got
picked up a few more, but
I don't know. I mean, Cameron Payne's playing a little more minutes over his last two. That's really
the only thing I can say with Terrence Ross is, I mean, his last two games, he has shot very poor. I mean, 1-for-8 over the last two. I mean, if Terrence Ross just goes out there and starts knocking down shots, I do think he'll earn some more minutes.
Well, yeah,
so on a five-game slate, 3,700.
If you're 1-for-8 in 11 minutes, then they're definitely not putting you back in.
No. I mean, he was 1-for-8 over the two games.
Oh, I thought you meant he attempted 8 shots in 11 minutes in the last game.
He went 0-for-3 in the last game and then 1-for-5 in the game before that. So he shot horrible in the last two.
I'll say he must have been shooting every time he got it.
Right. Had he gone out there and gone 3-for-3 in the last game, I guarantee you he'd have stayed in there longer.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not touching him on FanDuel. He's 5K, but DraftKings, he's someone I wouldn't mind taking some shots on.
No, like I said, on a five-game slate, you're going to need to find some value. So you can play him a shooting guard or small forward. So 3,700, I'm with you. It's not a bad place to go.
Yep. But I think that's going to do it.
I think you are right. That is it.
Yep, that is all five games on the NBA slate tonight, broken down and covered. Anything else to touch on before we get on up out of here?
Don't think so. Crazy slate. Keep an eye out, especially for that Detroit starting lineup and that Indiana starting lineup. I think that's going to be some big questions right there. But no, good luck, everybody. And, man, hope y'all win some money tonight.
Yep, of course, because that's always the main goal. Of course, whatever platform you're listening to this on, if you can download today's episode, follow us on the platform, leave a rating, anything and everything is truly appreciated. Come check us out on Twitter at 3NKeyPod. That's the number 3NKeyPod. Keep everyone updated with the injury reports tonight because there are some important ones, like you just said, Detroit and Indiana. But that is that's going to do it for today's episode. We thank you all so much for listening to another episode of the 3NKey Podcast.